furniture. I wish I had it today. The bottom of it was made of buckskin.
Boy.
And it was all handmade by my great grandfather made that. And I know it just become so dilapidated that it was discarded as junk and no good. But I'd like to have it today.
Yes, it's interesting how that is thrown away.
Mm-hmm. People. Well, before I was just elected justice of peace, I got into the secondhand furniture business. You'll learn in our conversation over these few hours that I have been pretty much of a jack of all trades. It's the results of a guy not getting to do what he wants to do, then he doesn't know what to do.
Just a search, right?
Well, a search is right. And this is today that I'm doing is nearer the answer than I've ever come to. And I didn't do it at the time because I wanted the job. I did it to remove the person that was in here. He was a disgrace to our community. He would try people for being drunk. When he was so drunk, he couldn't hardly sit in his chair.
Oh,
he'd pay their fines, he'd take his money and go over to beer joint. Wow. Proceed to further his drunkenness.
Travesty of law and justice.
And I started to file against him 2 years before I did, and another fellow filed. I said, well, he can beat sound, so I won't file, I don't want it. And after the filing date was over, he gave this fellow $50 and he withdrew. So I went and told him, I says, 2 years from now, you've got an appointment. Whether you draw 15 others or not doesn't concern me at all. I was in the secondhand furniture business, and that's, I would buy everything maybe in a house.
Mm-hmm.
And this came, the wife and the husband died within 24 hours of each other. Both were well 25 hours before. And he had a heart attack sitting in his chair. And 24 hours later, she had a heart attack sitting in the same chair in the same place. Their son sold me, after the children got what they wanted out of the house, he sold me the balance of the contents, a lot of it I hauled to the dump ground. But this is a book here that's 100 years old this year. It's a bookkeeping rationalized. It's a bookkeeping course within the covers of that.
My goodness, $1. Boy, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Then another book that I got was a blueback speller you've probably heard of.
Oh, yes.
It was in a box thrown away. And I went through and found it.
Entirely new and rapid methods of computing.
I don't know anything about bookkeeping, but to people that do, it's quite amazing to turn through it. You know.
I bet it is. I bet that speller's a fascinating book.
It is.
Yeah, they're republishing some editions of that.
I've been offered $25 for it, but I wouldn't sell off. I'd just keep it up.
Unless you really need the money.
No, I wouldn't.
It probably won't get cheaper. Books are a good investment, mm-hmm. as you well know, of course. That is the right books. I don't have any right ones. What rooms did you have in the house?
Well, you keep referring to the house. Mother and father didn't own their home, and we rented. Maybe we would be in one place a year, or possibly 2 years. In the next place, we'd be there a year, possibly 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
The houses were entirely